Esatto.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings in our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for always answering our prayers. Thank you for always meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you, Lord, for good things you have done in our lives and situations. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for great plans you have for us. And we thank you because you shall fulfill those plans in our lives. Thank you for our battles that you have fought for us. Thank you for healing our sicknesses. Thank you for taking away our diseases. Thank you, Lord, for your protection that is upon us during the daytime, during the night, and midnight. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for helping our faith in you to grow. Thank you for making our faith produce victories. Thank you, Father. Thank you for establishing in us and in our environment your powerful presence that is able to give us dominion and victories and signs and wonders all the time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your strength in our spirit that is helping us to pray without ceasing, even to pray according to your will. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for helping us to grow in our prayer life such that we can pray for a long time, for many hours. Thank you, Father. We are here once again to seek your face and to pray and to worship and to have fellowship with you. O Lord, make your power visible among us as we spend time in your presence tonight in Jesus' name. Demonstrate the greatness of you among us and through our prayers in Jesus' name. Take away our reproach and shame and disgrace. Help us greatly tonight. Touch every life in Jesus' name. Give us a visitation that will solve all our problems. Give us life-changing encounters as we seek your face right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs. Sing Jesus, 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 our Lord, our Lord. We're calling your name, Jesus. Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus, every day, your name is the same. Sing Jesus, Jesus, mighty Jesus. Jesus, our Lord, our Lord, our Lord, we're calling your name, calling unto Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, Jesus, every day. Every day, your name is the same. Our Lord, calling your name. Every day, your name is the same. Our Lord, oh, our Lord, we're calling your name every day. Your name is the same. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar. You are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the fear that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. With life all to be, oh Lord, who is like called to be, oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, You're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God who opens doors, no man can shut. You're not a man. You're not a man. You're not a man. You are the God of everything, no one like you. You are God, you are not Emmanuel. You are God, you are not Emmanuel. Alpha and Omega, you are God. You are God, you are God. You are not Emmanuel. You are God, you are God. You are not Emmanuel, Lion of Judah. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You do mighty miracles. You are God. You are God. Oh. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You can never fail us. You are God. You are God. Oh. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. Jesus, we lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. We lift your name higher. Above all the names higher. There is none like you. There is none like you, Jesus. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long had found there is none like you. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. El Shaddai, you are glorious. You are glorious, so glorious in your ways. Yahweh, you are glorious, so glorious in your ways.
Something new
in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are near every morning, near every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. His mercies are new every morning. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, great is thy faithfulness. You are Yahweh. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, the Most High. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord, King of the universe. Most High. Yes, you are the Lord. Most High. Lifted up. Ah, lifted up. High, Lord, Lord, be lifted up, for you are holy, for you are holy, righteous and worthy, O Lord. Be lifted up, for you are holy, for you are holy, righteous and worthy. O Lord, be lifted up. Open your mouth and begin to worship the King of Glory. Begin to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the King of the universe, the controller of times and seasons, the God of the heavens and the earth, the one who was and he is, and is to come. Worship him. He is higher than all. He is greater than all. He is wiser than all. He is better than all. He is stronger than all. Worship him for who he is. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Continue to worship him. He is before all things. And is the one holding all things together. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. You are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. For you alone is the Most High. No one can be like you. And no one can take your place. You sit on your throne. And you reign forever and ever. You created all things for your pleasure. You created all things to serve you and to please you forever. We praise you, Father. Holy, you speak and your words come to pass. We worship you, Lord. Only you can do anything. Only you can do impossible things. Only you can change the life of a man. And such man will remain transformed forever. We praise you, Father. You do great and mighty works. You do terrible things in righteousness. We praise you, Father. You are the consuming fire. And your enemies tremble at your presence. Your enemies, they run for their lives because you are a consuming fire. We praise you, Lord. Fire goes forth before you and consumes your foes on every side. The mountains melt like wax before you. We praise you, Lord. Your greatness is matchless. No one can ascend to your greatness. No one is as great as you are. No one is as strong as you are. No one can stop you, and you can stop anyone. We worship you, Lord. You change things, and you remain unchanged. We praise you, Father. Great healer, we praise you. Great redeemer, we praise you. Great restorer, we praise you. Great transformer, we praise you. We worship you, Lord. You are our all in all. You are our strength. You are our sufficiency. You are everything we need. And you have everything we need. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Father. We are grateful for your presence in our lives. And we are grateful for your presence and power in this place. Be glorified forever. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your grace that is producing results in my life and situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. So thank you, Father, for your grace that is producing results in my life and situations. Thank you for your grace that is sustaining me. Thank you, Father, for your grace that is helping me. Thank you for your grace that is upholding me. Thank you for your grace that is empowering me. Thank you for your grace that is working in my life. Thank you, Father, because your grace is working in my body. Your grace is working in my soul. And your grace is working in my spirit. And your grace is working in my career and calling and destiny. Thank you, Father, for your grace that is producing results in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing me to be stranded of good things. Thank you for always meeting my needs at the time of need. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing me to be stranded of good things. Thank you for always meeting my needs. Thank you, Father, for always supplying my needs. Thank you for always sending help to me in time of need. Thank you because you always send help to me in time of need. You have not left me helpless. You have not left me hopeless. You always support me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand that is upon my life and is fighting my battles. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is upon my life and is fighting my battles. Begin to talk to him. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your mighty hand that is upon my life. Thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is fighting my battles. Thank you for your mighty hand that is upon my calling and destiny. Thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is upon my ministry. Thank you for your mighty hand that is upon my family, my marriage. Thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is upon my business, my finances. Thank you, Father, for your mighty hand that is upon my life. And thank you because your mighty hand is fighting my battles. Thank you because your mighty hand has subdued all my enemies under my feet. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing the powers of darkness to cut short my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for not allowing the powers of darkness to reduce my lifespan. Thank you for not allowing the forces of hell to cut short my life, to cut short my days on earth. Thank you for not allowing the kingdoms of darkness to reduce my lifespan. Thank you, Father, for not allowing the spirit of death to cut short my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, begin to thank Him. You can say, Father, thank you for your power that is working in my life to create the miracles that I need at this time. Oh, open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, Father, thank you for your power that is working in my life, working in my days, working in my situations to create the miracles that I have been waiting for. Thank you, Father, for your power that is working inside of me and outside of me to create the miracles that my life needs at this time. Thank you, Father, for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do not allow my labels to go in vain. You can say, Father, do not allow my labels and sacrifices to go in vain. My labels that are in agreement with your word. My sacrifices that are in agreement with your word, Father, do not let them go in vain. Let me receive the reward of my labors. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Even my labors in prayer, my labors in fasting, my labels in giving, the Father, let them not go in vain. In the name of Jesus. Say, O Lord, make me reap the rewards of my labels. Make me reap the rewards of my sacrifices. In the name of Jesus. Make me reap the reward of my you. O Lord, make me receive the rewards in the name of Jesus. All the labors I have done, my labors in the place of prayer, my labors in the place of service, serving you, my labors in the place of fasting, my labors in the place of intercession, my labors in the place of giving. Oh Lord, let me receive the rewards. Make me receive the rewards for all my labors in the name. Continue to pray. Say, Father, make me receive the rewards of all my labors and sacrifices that are in agreement with your word in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand release every blessing that belongs to me, every of my blessings in the hands of the enemy. You can say, Father, release them to me with your mighty hand. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, with your mighty hand, release into my life every of my blessings that are in the hands of my enemies. Every of my blessings that the enemy is holding captive. Father, release them now unto me. Release them unto me. Release them unto me. Release them unto me right now. Every blessing that belongs to me that is in the hands of my enemies, Father, release them to me with fire. Release them unto me with fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, rearrange everything in my life that are falling out of place. I rearrange everything in my life that are falling out of place. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, rearrange everything in my life that are falling out of place. Reorganize, rearrange everything in my life that have fallen out of place. Reposition everything in my life that have fallen out of place right now in the name of Jesus. Rearrange them now. Everything in my body, soul, and spirit that are falling out of place, Father, rearrange them now. Reconstruct them. Reposition them. Organize them correctly. right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from the web of darkness that is controlling every human being on earth. You're going to say, I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from the web of darkness, from the web of demons that is controlling every human in the earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I disconnect my spirit. I disconnect my soul. I disconnect my body from the satanic web, from the demonic web that is controlling every human being in the earth. I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from that network right now in the name of Jesus. I disconnect my spirit, soul, and body from the network of Satan, from the network of demons, from the network of witchcraft that is controlling every human in the earth. I disconnect my life from that network right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. And you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I open every door the dark kingdom have shut against my life. You're going to say, I open them now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says that you have the power to bind on earth and it will be bound. And you have the power to loose and it will be loosed. So begin to say, I open every door the dark kingdom have shut against my life and against my destiny. I open them now. I open them now. I open them now. In the name of Jesus. I open every door the kingdom of darkness have shut against me, against my calling, against my destiny. I open that door right now. I open the doors right now. In the name of Jesus, every door that is meant to take my life higher, I open them now. In the name of Jesus, every door that is meant to move me forward, I open them now. In the name of Jesus, every door that is meant to change my life and to change the story of my life forever, I open them now. In the name of Jesus, every door the princes of darkness have shut against my life and destiny, I open them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You need to understand that every creature of God listens to God and they obey His commands. Therefore, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, command every creature, everything you created, whether they are in heaven, or they are in earth, or they are under the earth, command them to work together for the performance of your will in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, command every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth to work together for the performance of your will in my life. In the name of Jesus. Command them now, whether they are visible or invisible. Every creature you have created, Father, command them to work together for the manifestation of your promise for my life, for the performance of your will in my life, for the performance of your plans for my life. Oh Lord, command them now. In the name of Jesus, everything you have created, command them to serve your purpose in my life. Authorize them to fulfill your purpose for my life right now in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, mobilize every creature that you have created to fulfill your plans for my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Mobilize your creatures. Command your creatures to perform the answers to my prayers right now. In the name of Jesus. Command your creatures, O Lord, to fulfill the answers to my prayers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It's so easy for your life to move forward. It's so easy. Because God is the one controlling the universe. He's the one controlling everything. So he just needs to move those things. And as those things that pertain to your life move forward, your life will also move. As God moves those things, your life also moves. So it's so easy for your life to move forward. So I want you to pray that prayer once again. Once the things that pertains to your life and destiny begin to shift, then you also begin to move forward. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, move everything that must move for my life to move forward. Oh Lord, move them now into action. Everything that must move, whether they are living things or non-living things, everything that must move for my life to also move forward, oh Lord, move them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Whether they are human beings or they are inanimate things, everything that must move, everything that must take action for my life to move forward, for my destiny to move forward, move them now. In the name of Jesus, Father, move them now. Move them to action. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Everything that must move for my life to move forward, every living thing, every non-living thing that must move for my life to move forward, for my destiny to move forward, oh Lord, move them now. Everything that must take action for my life to move forward, for my destiny to move forward, oh Lord, move them to action now. In the name of Jesus, move them to action. Move them to action. Move them to action. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost break into pieces every prison that I have, and is the reason I have not experienced progress. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break those prisons into pieces right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break into pieces every prison of darkness that I am, that is stopping my progress from happening. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break them into pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, prisons of darkness holding me captive. Prisons of darkness holding my life and destiny captive from moving forward, break into pieces now. By fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. princes of darkness holding my soul captive from moving forward. Break it to pieces right now. Break it to pieces by fire of the Holy Ghost. Prisons of darkness holding my destiny captive. Break it to pieces right now by fire of Holy Ghost. By fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, prisons of darkness holding my life, holding my mind captive, holding the things in my life captive in order to stop me from making progress. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Be destroyed by fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, create the situations and events that will lift up my life into greatness. So, Father, with your mighty hand, create the situations and events that will lift up my life into greatness and honor. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, with your mighty hand, create the situations, create the events that will lift up my life into greatness and honor. Let those situations happen in the name of Jesus. Let those situations happen in my days. Let those events happen in my days. Let them happen to me. Let them happen in my environment. Every event that must happen for my life to rise into greatness. Father, create the events now. In the name of Jesus. Every situation that must happen for my life to rise into greatness, oh Lord, make them happen now. With your mighty hand, in the name of Jesus, make them happen right now. Make them happen right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire from the throne of God destroy every demonic activity going on in my life. Let fire from the throne of God destroy every demonic activity going on in my environment, going on in my life right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let fire from the throne of God. Begin to consume them now. Every activity of serpents, every activity of scorpions, every activity of devils in my life, in my environment, let fire from the throne of God consume them now. Every activity of demonic creatures in my environment, in my dwelling place, in the building that I live in, let fire from the throne of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, revive the fear of God in me. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, revive the fear of God in me so that I can live a sinless life, so that I can avoid sinning, so that I can live a life that is pleasing in the sight of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Holy Spirit, revive the fear of God in me. Revive the fear of God in me so that I can live a righteous life, so that I can live a sinless life, so that I can turn away from every sin. Holy Spirit, revive the fear of God in me right now in the name of Jesus. Revive the fear of God in me and make me hate sin in the name of Jesus. So, Holy Spirit, revive the fear of God in me that is able to make me hate sin and unrighteousness. The fear of God that is able to make me forsake sin and unrighteousness. Holy Spirit, revive that fear of God in me right now. In the name of Jesus. The fear of God that is able to make me stop sinning against God deliberately. The fear of God that will enable me overcome temptations. Holy Spirit, activate that fear of God in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. When we talk about the fear of God, some people think is like the way you fear, the way you fear something. They try to interpret it with the human wisdom or with the human sense. yeah, but the fear of God is more than you just being afraid. Yeah, it's more than being afraid of going to hell. Yeah, because some people we say, I don't want to sin because I don't want to go to hell. That is fear of hell. Yeah, that is not fear of God. The fear of God is greater than that. The fear of God is a nature. Yeah, is a nature that is rooted in you. A nature that does not want to sin. Yeah, a nature that hates sin. Yeah, that is where the fear of God is. Is a nature inside of you. Yeah, a nature that does not want to offend God. Not because you don't want to go to hell. Yeah, but because you love God so much, and then you don't want to offend Him. Yeah, so the fear of God is more of a nature than being afraid of hell. Yeah, of course that nature will manifest in form of fear. Yeah, but is deeper than that. So you're going to pray. You're going to still place your right hand on your head, and you're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me the nature of God that hate sin. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me the nature of God that hates sin and unrighteousness. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, create in my body, create in my soul, create in my spirit God's nature that hates sin and unrighteousness, so that I will also hate sin from this day onwards. Holy Spirit, create in me the nature of God that cannot welcome sin. The nature of God that cannot tolerate sin. The nature of God that cannot accommodate sin. The nature of God that is not comfortable with sin. Holy Spirit, create in me that nature. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the nature of God that cannot practice sin. The nature of God that cannot practice unrighteousness. Holy Spirit, create in me now that nature. In the name of Jesus, give me the same nature that is in God that cannot sin. The same nature that is in God that cannot accommodate unrighteousness and immoralities. Holy Spirit, create in me that nature. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. going to say in the name of Jesus, I take my place of dominion in Christ Jesus. That is above principalities and powers of darkness and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. You're going to say, I take my place of dominion in Christ Jesus. That is above all forces of darkness and all realms of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. I take my place in Christ Jesus. That is above sicknesses and diseases. I take my place in Christ Jesus. That is above death. My place in Christ Jesus. That is above poverty and scarcity. Begin to say, I take my place of dominion in Christ Jesus. That is above serpents and scorpions. That is above witchcraft and occultism. My place of dominion in Christ Jesus. There is above all the altars of darkness and all rituals of darkness. I take my place of dominion in Christ Jesus. There is above all the works of the devil and all the kingdoms and realms of darkness. And all principalities and powers, I take that place now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I take that place now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use my life to confuse my enemies. Or you can put it this way. You can say, Father, let everything going on in my life, let all the issues of my life become difficult for my enemies to understand. Let my life become a mystery to my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let my life and all the issues going on in my life become a mystery to my enemies. Let them never be able to understand my life. In the name of Jesus, let my enemies never be able to understand my life. Let my life and everything going on in my life become a mystery to my enemies. As they are, every time they try to understand my life, let them enter into deep confusion. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. If you understand this prayer point, you're going to pray it very seriously. Because it's a very deep prayer point. Say, Father, use the issues of my life to confuse my enemies. Let my life and everything going on in my life become a mystery to all my enemies. Let them never be able to understand my life. Let them never be able to predict the direction of my life. Let my entire life become a mystery to the kingdoms of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let them enter into deep confusion every time they make effort to understand my life, every time they make effort to study my life, to monitor my life. Oh Lord, throw them into deep confusion in the name of Jesus. Let the issues of my life become mysteries to my enemies. Let them never be able to comprehend my life. Let them never be able to understand my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Let the issues of my life make my enemies mad. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, in this day, let every wickedness the enemy has been doing against me for a long time come to an end forever. You can say, Father, in this day, in this very day, in today, let the wickedness of the enemy that have been going on against me for years come to an end. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bishishda getawa ham dishishla. Dishde getenebala ham. Nahara rishishdala. Let the wickedness of the enemy that have been going on against me for years come to an end today. 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 In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. Father, let the wickedness of the enemy that has been oppressing my life, oppressing my destiny, oppressing my calling, oppressing my ministry, oppressing my career, oppressing my marriage. Let that wickedness of the enemy come to an end today. in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray, God. Let your fire put the wickedness of the enemy to an end now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. And I want you to still raise up your right hand. I don't want you to get tired. Because these prayers you are praying, they are doing things in your life. Things that are strange. They are doing things in your life that are new, supernatural things. So I want you to pray with every strength that you have. Yeah. So you're going to raise up your right hand again. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, connect my life and destiny with your mighty angels that will perform mighty miracles in my life. You're going to say, Father, connect my life and destiny with your mighty angels that will perform your mighty miracles in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh my, your mighty angels to enter into my life and perform mighty miracles in my life right now, in the name of Jesus. To pray like that. When these angels begin to perform their miracles, you're going to begin to see strange things happen to you, and strange things happen in your environment and in your daily life. So pray this prayer with the whole of your heart and with every faith in your heart. Say, Father, connect me now. Connect my life with your mighty angels that will perform mighty miracles in my life, in my days, in my environment, in my destiny, in my calling. Connect me now with those angels right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to say, Father, by angelic interventions, make everything that the word system says it's impossible to become possible in my life. You can say, Father, by angelic interventions, make those things that the system of this world says it's impossible to become possible in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by angelic interventions, by angelic interventions, make the things that the world calls impossible, the things that the system of this world have termed to be impossible, make them possible unto me. Make them possible in my own life. It may be impossible to them, but let those things be possible in my own life. In the name of Jesus, the things the people of the world have concluded to be impossible, oh Lord, make them possible in my whole life by the intervention of your angels right now. In the name of Jesus, the things the world have termed impossible, oh Lord, make them to happen in my life easily. Make them happen in my life effortlessly and on daily basis by the intervention of your angels. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. When God wants to make a man great, or maybe I should say, if God wants to make you great, one of the things God does is to announce your name. It is to make your name to start ringing in certain places. Yeah, and your name starts ringing. And your name starts commanding influence in certain places and in the hearts of people. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, announce my name for greatness in the earth. You can say, Father, announce my name give announcement to my name in the head for greatness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, give announcement to my name. Let my name begin to ring in places for greatness to happen to me. Let my name begin to ring in the hearts of men. Let my name begin to ring in the minds of people for greatness to happen to me. For the greatness of my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, give announcement to my name in the head. Give announcement to my name in the head. Give announcement to my name in the head right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus. For greatness to happen to me. For greatness to happen to my calling and destiny. Oh Lord, give announcement to my name in the head. Give announcement to my name in the head right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray? When God is going to announce you, one of the things He does is to put in you an ability that solves problems. An ability that solves problems in the lives of people. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, impart into me right now supernatural ability that is able to solve the problems prevailing in the head at this time. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, impart into me, release into me supernatural ability that is able to solve the problems that are prevailing in my generation at this time. The problems that are affecting the world at this time. The problems that are affecting mankind at this time. Oh Lord, put inside of me right now divine ability that solves those problems. Put the ability in me now. Put the ability in me now, thank you, Lord. Put the ability in me now. The divine ability that solves the problems that no one has yet been able to solve in the history of mankind. Even the problems that are troubling mankind at this time, oh Lord, put in me the divine ability that solves those problems right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray several more prayer points before we round off the session. Every Christian needs to be able to hear from God. You need to be able to hear God's voice. If God is going to use you to solve the world's problems, you need to be able to hear from God. You need to be able to receive messages from God. Yeah, I know that God is outside of time. God, though He's present everywhere, but is outside of time. Though He's in the earth, but is not bound by the system in the of the world. He's not bound by the timing of this earth. So which means that God is able to tell you things that would produce great results, especially the way you obey and follow what He has told you. Because whatever you hear from the realm of God is a priceless treasure. And when you follow the voice of God, you're going to see a lot of changes happen. So you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, activate in me the spiritual senses that will enable me hear from God. The spiritual senses that will enable me receive messages from God. So Holy Spirit, activate them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Hashishte energishina. Polish Daganabal Hashna. Nesuzeshe Teshidanala. So Holy Spirit, activate in me, activate in my spirit, soul, and body the spiritual senses that will enable me hear from God. The spiritual senses that will enable me receive messages from God, inspiration from God, revelations from God. Holy Spirit, activate those senses right now. Activate them now. The discernment that will enable me receive messages from God. Holy Spirit, activate the discernment right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. I realize that there are not many Christians that are really hearing from God. At this time, though some they claim that they hear from God, but most times they hear from their idols. They hear from the idols in their heart. Yeah, because the idols in your heart can speak to you, and it will look like it is God speaking. And I've explained what idols mean. Yeah, idols are those things that you are craving for. And you so much want those things to happen in your life. To the point that you have now exalted those things above God. And sometimes because God doesn't do those things, you lose hope easily because God doesn't do those things. Those are idols. And maybe you stop praying because God haven't done those things for you. Or you stop trusting God, you stop fasting. Yeah, those are idols. So whatever you are craving for that have now consumed your soul. Yeah, and it is now more important to you than God and than your closeness and intimacy with God that has become an idol. Yeah, so your idol can speak to you. But that's not where I'm going. What I'm saying is that not many people are really hearing from God at this time. Yeah, even the people that claim that they are prophetic Christians or prophetic ministers, yeah, many of them, they are not really hearing from the realm of God. There are a lot of realms before you enter into the realm of God. And you can hear voices from those realms that you will meet before you enter into the realm of God. Yeah, so I want you to pray. You need to hear from God. Yeah, and that was why God was rebuking the Israelites. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Yeah, so if you have, or maybe if, let me say, if you have received the voice of God, you have heard the voice of God, it is more important than prayed. It is more important than money. Only if you can hear the voice of God. The voice of God is priceless, but people are not craving for that voice. So you're going to pray, and you're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me hunger for the voice of God, even the voice of God that will change my life. Holy Spirit, create in me hunger now drink a new hunger for the voice of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You need to hunger for the voice of God, and then the voice of God will come to you. So Holy Spirit, create in me strong hunger for the voice of God. Make me a Christian that depends on the voice of God for survival. Make me a Christian that depends on God's voice for direction. Holy Spirit, put in me strong hunger for the voice of God. Make me desire God's voice at all times. Make me desire, make me crave for God's voice at all times. In the name of Jesus, make me hunger for the voice of God in every day of my life. Let the voice of God become more important to me than life itself. Let the voice of God become more important to me than everything in this world. Help me, Holy Spirit, to hunger and thirst for God's voice. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. Help me, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Now, there are some Christians who have heard God's voice at certain time, But then, after a while, they couldn't hear His voice anymore. They weren't hearing His voice anymore. Yeah, and one of the things that would make God to stop sending His voice to a man is when you realize that you don't obey His voice. Yeah, or when He sees in your heart that you don't have faith. Yeah, and you will not obey His voice. Yeah, because it is faith that makes us obey God's voice and God's word. Yeah, we obey God's word because we believe God's word. We obey God's voice because we believe God's voice, because we trust that God is true and He is not a lie. That's why we obey. So if God looks at your heart and sees that you don't have the capacity to obey His voice, He will not speak to you. Yeah. So some people that will be saying, I'm waiting for God to speak to me. But they don't have the kind of heart that will obey what God wants to tell them. Yeah, some people will say, I'm willing to give anything to God. I'm just waiting for God to speak to me, and then I will give. But it's a lie. In their heart, they are very selfish. Yeah, and they love their money so much. Yeah. And that is why God will not come to them to tell them to give. Yeah, because God sees that in their heart, they are still a slave to money. yeah, you can see that they have no capacity to obey what you will tell them. You can see that there's no faith or not enough faith in their heart. Yeah. So you need the capacity to obey God's voice, to be able to hear God's voice. If God sees that you will not obey what he will tell you or even believe what he will tell you, he will not tell you that thing. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a heart of obedience. Create in me a heart that is full of faith. A heart that will obey God's voice. Holy Spirit, create in me such heart right now so that God's voice can locate me. Open your mouth and begin to pray. So Holy Spirit, create in me a heart that has the capacity to obey God's voice. Create in me a heart that wants to obey God. Create in me a heart that believes anything God says. A heart that believes everything God says. A heart that can never doubt whatever God says. Holy Spirit, give me such heart right now in the name of Jesus. An heart that trusts in God's word and in God's voice. Holy Spirit, create in me such heart right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You will say, Father, help me to amend my ways. Help me to correct myself. Concerning the things I know that I am doing wrong. Yeah, you know, there are things that you are doing wrong and you will know. And you know that is wrong. Yeah. Those are the things we are referring to right now. You're going to say, Father, help me to amend my ways. Help me to correct myself concerning the things that I know I have been doing wrong. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Help me, Father, to amend my ways. Help me, Father, to correct myself. Help me to do the right thing. Help me now. Help me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Concerning the things that I know I have been doing wrong, O Lord, help me to amend my ways. Help me to correct myself in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. Another thing that God does when He wants to announce a man for greatness is that He will connect you with people who are on the on the platform of greatness. He will connect you with them so that they will lift you up to the platform that they already have. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with men and women who are already on the platform of greatness, who will lift me up into greatness. Oh Lord, connect with them and command them to lift me up. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Connect me, sister, let it now. The Kihara Shishta Hanidana. Connect me with them. People who are already on the greatness platform. Oh Lord, connect me with them and command them to lift me up into greatness. Right now, in the name of Jesus. You can mention those areas in your life that you want greatness. So, Father, connect me with men and women who are already on the platform of greatness and command them to lift me up into greatness. Command them to lift me up into the same platform of greatness right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 2 more prayer points. You're going to pray. It is a dangerous thing for you to be sleeping in the midst of tough battles. And so many Christians today, they are sleeping. They are fast asleep in the midst of deadly battles. And that is why they get all kinds of injuries from Satan. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, my spirit man, receive fire. Receive fire of God that we make me to never sleep in battles. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to say, you, my spirit man, receive fire of God right now. And you shall no longer sleep in battles. Receive fire of God right now. Receive fire of revival right now. Receive fire of discernment right now. Receive fire of spiritual alert, spiritual alertness, spiritual awakeness. Receive that fire right now. And from today, you shall no longer sleep in the midst of battles. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, you, my spirit man, receive fire that will keep you awake always in the midst of battles. In the name of Jesus, you, my spirit man, receive the fire of God that will make you to be at alert and to be ready for war, to always be ready for war in every day of your life in the end. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. There are times that I will suddenly wake up in the middle of the night, and I will know that what God is saying is wake up and fight. Yeah. And there are times that I will literally be dying from the sleep. I'll literally see my spirit going down just the way people die. Yeah. And immediately I start to fight. I start to pray. Yeah. So you need to know, or maybe I should say your spirit need to know that you are in a world full of great enemies. You are in a world of war. Yeah. And you need to be able to fight before your enemy prevail over you. Some Christians, they are trying to fight after the enemy have prevailed, after the enemy have already succeeded. And when you are fighting at that time, it's going to be very, you have to fight so hard. And sometimes you may not have the strength to fight again because the enemy might have also drained away your strength. So then, where will you find strength to fight? Yeah, so my point is that you don't wait until the enemy have prevailed over you before you know that you should fight. Yeah, because at that time, it may be too late already. Yeah, there are some Christians that will. Yeah, but it was too late. Yeah, the only promise God gave us is that you will help them to make it to heaven. God, you know, God did not heal those people. I mean, those Christians. We're praying that God will heal them, but God did not heal them. He only said he can help them to make heaven. Yeah, but he can't heal them. Why? Because when those people needed to have fought and overcome the darkness that brought them down into sickness, they didn't fight. They didn't fight. And then the attack succeeded over them. So it was after the attack had succeeded, they were now asking for prayers. But to God, it was already too late. Though to us, we feel like God can do anything. Why can't God just heal those people right now? But to God, their time to get healing have gone. So to God, it's already too late. Yeah, because when God expected that they would fight the enemy and overcome, they didn't fight. Yeah, so it was it was after the enemy overcame them, they were now trying to fight, and it was already too late. So my prayer for you is that you will not rise to fight when it's already too late. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're still going to pray on your spirit man. You're going to say, "You, my spirit man, receive fire to fight darkness and conquer darkness before they get close to you." You're going to say, "You, my spirit man, receive fire of God to fight and conquer darkness before the darkness gets close to you." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There's a way your spirit can smell attacks when they are coming close. There's a way your spirit can sense demonic attacks when they are drawing close to you. And that is the time to fight. But some foolish Christians, they will not fight at that time. They will still be eating and drinking and sleeping. I pray that you will not be foolish in these last days. Pray, say, "You, my spirit man, receive fire of God. Receive fire of God to sense attacks that are coming, to sense them and to fight them and to overcome them before they get close. In the name of Jesus, receive the fire of God to fight the enemy before the enemy gets close. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this moment we have spent in your presence. We thank you for great love you have for us. Thank you for great mercy you have for everyone here. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the helps and blessings and favors and goodness we have received from you up to this moment. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the things you have determined in your heart to do for us at this time. Thank you for the beautiful plans in your heart for us at this time. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that according to the multitude of your mercies, that you help everyone here once again. Help your people right now in Jesus' name. Let your mighty hand touch the root cause of the problems in the lives of your people. Let your mighty hand touch the source of the problems and captivities in the lives of everyone here. And let your mighty hand destroy the source now in Jesus' name. Let your hand, O God, lift up everyone here from where they are right now to where you want them to be, even to the height you have prepared for them. O Lord, do it now in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you mobilize your mighty angels to begin to do mighty miracles in the lives of your people that are here right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you shall see great testimonies of God's power that will both shock you, yourself, and the people around you. In Jesus' name, every prophecy and promise of God that have been delayed in your life shall now manifest with speed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray for you that henceforth you shall not labor in vain. All your labors and sacrifices shall be rewarded with signs and wonders by the hand of God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen.